We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're asking 800-585-1051, what would you want to identify as? And this comes from Charlamagne's Donkey today.
Yes, Daniel Sealer, 65 years old. He broke into a daycare because he stole baby diapers and formula because he wanted to pretend to be a baby girl. He said he wanted to see what it felt like to be a baby girl. He identifies as a baby girl named Danielle. Now, Envy said if he could pretend to be anything, he would be a lap dog to rich white people.
Yes.
That is disgusting.
I want to be a dog. I want to identify as a dog. I'm going to tell you why. Rich
you
dogs.
You want to sniff other dogs' ass.
They get finest foods. They never have to walk. They fly first class or private. Best hotels, best water. And when they die, their owner leaves them all the money. Now, I just want to tell you this one case, right? This happened about a couple of weeks ago. The wealthiest dog sold its Miami mansion for $29 million. The owners died, so the dog was left with everything, the house, the home, the butler, and everything. And the dog just sold a crib for $29 million.
But, brother, you could...
There's another dog that's $400 million.
My brother, you could identify as Michael Jordan and be a billionaire. You could identify as Oprah Winfrey, be a billionaire. You could identify as Jay-Z, Rihanna, be a billionaire. And do all of those things without being a dog. I personally think you want to go around sniffing people's asses, you know what I'm saying, and not be judged for it. That's just my personal opinion.
Nope.
Now, what would I be if I could pretend to be anything? Mm-hmm. I really truly do think I'm everything I want to be now. I really can't think of anything, but if I could be something for a day, maybe some type of fish that could go like see the depths of the ocean, like to see what's really down there. But I would want to be like a big fish that can't be eaten by other fish. So I'd be like trans whales.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. Good morning. Talk to us.
We're playing make believe this morning, Tanya. If you could be,
so I would agree with I would envy and be a rat doll for a rich person because they literally do nothing. They get taken care of. They get fed. They don't have to go outside. I actually have a dog, and she is like the princess of the house.
And then when they die, rich white people leave the money to them.
No,
they do nothing.
They do more than their kids.
I'm not gonna let you do that. So you want to be a lap dog to a rich white person too, or just a rich person?
Rich black person.
See, she said rich black person. That's the difference. Envy, you said rich white person.
They do it too. They all do it too.
She not gonna get the $1 million.
I fly a lot. I even see my dog with me sometimes. I fly, and I fly a lot, and I see the dogs. They have their own seats. They get catered to. Everybody does it. A lot of them. If they have money, they do it.
See, Tanya's with me. Hello, who's this?
This is disgusting.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. Hey, Veronica. What would you want to identify as?
So me and my daughter talk about this all the time. Me and her will come back as a rich white person's dog as well.
See?
Yo, what is up with y'all, yo?
See? I told you.
Listen, y'all
they
might...
take care of their pets.
Let me tell you something. Y'all might as well just vote all the white supremacists and all the fascists in the office.
No,
I'm going to tell you why. Because if y'all want to be lapdogs, just vote all the white supremacists and all the fascists in the office. And I guarantee you, you're going to get to see what it feels like to be a rich lapdog for a white person.
Oh, I don't have to be a lapdog. I just want to be one of their dogs. They care about their dogs more than they care about their children, about people. Like, they go
hard. But the whole thing is, when they die, they leave the billions to their dogs.
This is something that black people
I don't know about that part. We don't talk about that part.
Man, we really got to start.
Thank you, Veronica.
We really got to start making y'all read Message to the Black Man by Elijah Muhammad.
We joking, and now she's taking serious.
Y'all are not joking.
We joking and taking serious.
I don't believe
we joking, now he's taking serious.
My God.
You can't jokey. When you jokey, joke. Oh, y'all don't want to be black no more. I'm just saying.
A lap dog. Y'all, this is the second person that said they want to be a lap dog to a rich white person. What's up with y'all, yo?
That's third. Because I'm.
Yeah, you the first.
Yes. Hello, who's this?
This is Rel.
Hey, Rel. Now, if you could identify as somebody, who would you want to identify as?
A deadbeat baby daddy.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why?
Because they live the life. They get up, they ain't got to worry about nothing. They ain't got to worry about nothing but themselves. Then they be having women taking care of them. They living the life for real.
By the way, there's nobody that's a deadbeat that wants to be a deadbeat. You know who I call deadbeats? Not men who don't have no money. I call people that are deadbeats people who actually have money and have means and don't take care of their kids. Those are the deadbeats.
Rico!
Yo, what's up, guys?
Now, if you could identify as anybody or any person, what would it be?
It would be one of Beyonce, any of them.
Beyonce what?
What? Yeah.
You said what? One of what?
Everything.
One of what?
Oh, Beyonce's kids. You would want to be one of the kids.
Oh God, you gotta be. They got everything, man. They got that's the life. There, you why do you come on?
You need a phone before you be one of the kids.
Well, that's why he want to be one of the kids. He can get a better phone. He want to be one of Jay-Z and Beyonce kids, so he can get a better phone. So you wouldn't be Jay-Z and Beyonce's dog?
Nah, hell no. Okay. Like you said, Charlamagne, some white people F their dogs.
I don't know any white people that F their dogs. You better stop that. You know white people? Cite your sources.
That what? That F their dogs?
Yeah, white people F their dogs. Cite your sources.
I don't know.
You could have said kiss their dog, but you ain't.
It's foreplay. We see them do foreplay. We see them do foreplay in public. We can only imagine what they do behind closed doors.
800-585-1051. If you can identify as anything or anybody, what would it be? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking if you can identify as anybody, what would it be?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I wanted to identify as Teen Wolf when I was young. I wouldn't mind being a fish just for a day, but I want to be like one of those big fish that don't get eaten by other fish so I can see the depths of the ocean. I'm already an alien, you know what I mean? So I identify as that. But this morning, I ain't going to front, man. I'm feeling like Soulja Boy.
Suck my d- Y'all ain't going to never make it out the hood.
Feel like Soulja Boy?
This is my mood.
I never really thought about identifying as anything else, but I was trying to think.
You're a liar. This morning you said you want to be a lap dog.
What's the easiest job out there that you do nothing and people pamper you? That's a lap dog. You see how those people with their lap dogs? They carry them on a private jet. They care about them lap dogs more than anything else.
You said you want to be a lap dog for a rich white person.
I'm going to tell you. They take them to the club. They take them to everything. And the reason I like them so much is because when they die, they leave their money to their dogs.
You don't know what them people is doing to them dogs behind closed doors. You have no idea. Okay, for all you know, them dogs could have a whole surviving series on their rich white owners.
Surviving white people.
You have no idea.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
This is C from Tallahassee.
C from Tallahassee. Now, if you could identify as anything, what would it be, Mama?
I just wanted to agree with Envy about identifying as a lap dog to a rich white person.
Oh, my God.
Why?
I mean, have you seen the documentary on Netflix on Gunther? I mean, yeah, his owner left him like billions of dollars. In fact, how would he spend it? Well, he has people in charge of him, of booking his hotels, of getting him to find his...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because It was for us, and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The way he likes it, so I agree with him.
Gunther just sold that house in Miami for $30 million.
Who is this person?
Gunther's a German Shepherd.
Listen, yes. why won't y'all identify as the actual billionaire?
He dies.
Why would you want to identify the dog gonna die?
He dies at the end of the movie.
Why would you want to identify the dog?
Dog's still alive. Dog ain't got to do nothing. Okay, dog ain't had to work to get that money.
I don't know if dogs live longer than humans. This is disgusting, man.
Thank you so much.
Insert Soulja Boy rant for all of you Black people who want to be lap dogs for rich white people. Insert Soulja Boy rant.
Suck my d-. Y'all ain't gonna never make it out the hood.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is me.
Hey, what's up, bro? If you could identify as anybody, who would you want to identify as?
I have to go with a monkey.
A monkey?
A monkey.
Okay, why a monkey, sir?
Because I like...
Where you live at, man? Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Drop on a clues bomb for white people. I don't know what number white supremacy has done on you Negroes, but y'all can identify as whatever y'all want to identify as, and all we hearing is Black people calling up here saying they want to be lap dogs for white people, and now you want to be a monkey. Where you calling from, bro?
His phone cut off. He need a phone. That's what he needs, phone cut off.
What is up, man?
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Brianna.
Hey, good morning, mama. What would you want to identify as?
So, well, first of all, I wouldn't want to identify as anything. I want to comment that I think this guy has got some mental health problems. Identifying as a baby is absurd. I think he needs to get some help. And he's definitely not a part of the trans community.
Why is he not?
Because this is not normal behavior to try to identify as other objects. I feel like trans people identify either as a man or a woman or neither or both. When they try to take it out of the realm, then it becomes a mental health problem.
So I guess we must be using the word wrong, though, because I hear people say transracial, right?
I don't believe in that either. That's absurd.
I don't know if we should just discredit these people, ma'am. I don't know if that's fair to them.
I will definitely discredit them as having mental health problems.
Well, you wouldn't want anybody to do that to you when it comes to, like, gender identity, right? Because there's some people...
I feel like...
There's some people who feel that...
If it's beyond the gender identity, if they want to do it, fine. But that's not a part of the trans community. That needs to be... Make up a whole nother group for them. Make something else up.
Well, give them another letter. Add another letter to the LGBTQ. I'm serious.
Thank you, mama.
Why do people do that?
She's the fun police. She just killed everything. It was.
No, you killed everything when you said you wanted to be a lap dog for a rich white person.
Mad people call, and there's two people on the lines. It's not just me.
Jesus Christ.
You see, you always want to make things racial. Hello, who's this?
You made it racial. You said a rich white person. You said that.
I was talking about the lap dog.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Envy.
Good morning, mama.
Good morning.
What would you want to identify as? Turn your radio down.
I want to identify myself as a fairy queen, what my name means.
A fairy queen?
A fairy queen.
What do you mean you want to be? What are you talking about?
You said, what would I want to identify myself as a woman?
Yes, what would you want to identify as?
She wants to be
as?
A fairy queen. Leave her alone. Don't fairy judge her.
Queen. Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Tanya means fairy queen?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Okay, well, yeah. What,
well, now you know.
Why?
And I'm mad at you, Envy.
Why?
For saying you want to be a white person, the lap dog. You should get donkey of the week.
Thank you, Tanya.
But you want to be a fairy queen? Okay, I get
but
it.
Nothing wrong with being a fairy queen.
Hello, who's this? Hey, what's your name?
Good morning, this is Maddie.
Hey, Maddie, good morning. What would you want to identify as?
Listen, I agree with Envy 100%. Charlamagne is hating on you, okay? A lap dog, the rich white person, for sure.
I think y'all hating on yourself. I think y'all hate y'all black skin.
But I'm
skin.
Going back to work this morning after being off for a week, and I said I need to identify as one of Envy's kids. Any of them. Give me Logan.
Logan?
You want to be the man of the house?
He was stuck in the Lamborghini yesterday, so I'll be Logan.
Oh, my goodness.
Logan was in a Lamborghini yesterday.
Yeah, he was picking up the kids yesterday, picking up his brothers and sister, and he ran out of gas. So I had to go help him out.
So let me ask you. Let me talk to you, my brother.
Oh my goodness!
Your son Logan, just got a scholarship to the University of Miami, mm-hmm. driving around in a Lamborghini. But you want to be a lap dog for a rich white person, even with how good you doing in life, you still want to be a lap dog for a rich white person.
I don't want
who taught you to hate yourself.
I don't want to identify as anybody. We are talking.
Who taught you to hate your nose?
Jokes.
Who taught you to hate your lips?
I love my nose.
Who taught you
I
to hate the color of your skin,
I love the color
black
of my
man?
Skin. I love everything about
who?
Me.
Who?
I love everything about me.
I can't tell.
Well, you want to be Teen Wolf, huh? Huh? You want to be a wolf, an animal, huh? Who told you to hate your color, your skin? Why can't you just say, I want to be my black
First
self?
First of all, Teen Wolf was black.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
Michael J. Fox, when he turned to Teen Wolf, he turned into a black person. Why do you think he was so good at basketball?
No, shut up. See, no, that's not
what do you mean? Why do you think he was so good at basketball?
Nope.
Like, just common sense.
Then you want to be a fish? A fish? You want to be a fish? You just want to pucker your lips all day?
Logan, this is why you the man of the house, King. Logan, it's time for you to just take completely over, bro. This is it. Envy clearly has relinquished his role as man of the house. All right? Logan, you keep doing your push-ups. You can take over at any time, Logan. You do know this, right? It's yours. The kingdom is yours.
Oh, my goodness.
All right? Whenever you're ready to take over the KC kingdom, it is yours.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.